In high school sports over the weekend, the Atlantic Trojan tennis tourney held on Saturday saw Kemper Catholic total 26 points for the championship. Abraham Lincoln, the runner-up, with 24 points. Shenandoah was third with 24. Atlantic was fourth with 20 points. Creston, Red Oak, Des Moines Lincoln, and a JV All-Star team round out the rest of the field. Individual champions include Garrett Taylor of Creston winning the number one singles title. Also for Atlantic, Jake Arneson placed fifth. At number one doubles, Robbie Steffes and Mitchell Behrens of Kemper Catholic were the champions, with Adam Weiser and Nick Podaisky of Atlantic placing third. In number two singles, Cole Ragland of Abraham Lincoln was the individual champion, Atlantic's Ben Parker placing fifth. And in the number two doubles division, Brian Rickey and Taylor Schroeder of Kemper Catholic were the champions, with Reed Nichols and Preston Hoy of Atlantic teaming up to place third in that Saturday meet. In high school golf on Saturday, the Kemper Catholic Girls Golf Invitational up at the Carroll Country Club saw Atlantic win the title with a 347 total. Kemper was four strokes back at 351 in second place. Alta Aurelia was third with 374, followed by Spencer, Newell Fonda, Carroll, Ballard, Webster City, and Denison. Individually, Atlantic had three of the top four place winners. Medalist was Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic. She shot the low round of 78. Jenna Snyder of Alta Aurelia shot 83 for second place. Aaron Olson of Atlantic was third with an 86, and Brooke Newell of Atlantic placing fourth, shooting an 87 on Saturday. At the Missouri Valley Boys Golf Tourney at the Logan Missouri Valley Country Club Saturday, Riverside won the team title, shooting a 317. AHST with 356 was second. Missouri Valley placing third with a 359 total. Tri-Center, Underwood, and Logan Magnolia round out the rest of the field. Individually, Eric Rock of Riverside was the medalist, shooting the low round of 71. Brad McGinnis of Riverside, the runner-up, with an 81. Dustin Engel of AHST also posted 81 for third. Tyler Kruger of Riverside was fourth with an 81. Eric Jorgensen of AHST placed fifth, shooting an 84 in that Saturday meet. Also Saturday in girls soccer, the Monarch Invitational Tourney up at Denison saw Trainer beat Denison 3-2, AHST over Missouri Valley 2-1, Trainer beating AHST in a shootout 1-0, Abraham Lincoln topping AHST 10-0, Spencer beat Denison 2-0, Abe Lincoln over Carroll 10-0, Abraham Lincoln beat Tri-Center 4-2, Abe Lincoln was the champion, Tri-Center beat Trainer 6-1, Tri-Center over Spencer 2-1, Carroll beat Missouri Valley 2-1 in a shootout, Denison over Missouri Valley 3-1, and Spencer beating Carroll 7-0. In Major League Baseball, Yadier Molina drove in a couple of runs with a two-out single in the ninth inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals snapped out of an offensive funk with a 5-4 victory over the Chicago Cubs last night. The defending National League champions had lost 4 of 5 to fall a game below .500. The Cardinals scored all of their runs with two outs. Molina moved into the number two spot to jumpstart the lineup, was 0-for-4 before coming through in the ninth inning. Kevin Segrist got the win in relief, while Trevor Rosenthal picked up his eighth save in his many opportunities, despite a scare in the ninth inning. Hector Rondon took the loss for the Cubs, who were trying to win four straight games for the first time since July. Elsewhere in the National League, Miami over Los Angeles 5-4, San Francisco beat Atlanta 4-1, Philadelphia downing Washington 1-0, San Diego beat Arizona 4-3, Cincinnati in 10 innings over Milwaukee 4-3, and the Mets beat the Rockies 5-1. In the American League, Justin Verlander took a no-hit bid into the sixth inning and won his fourth straight decision, leading Detroit over the Kansas City Royals 9-4 Sunday, extending the Tigers' winning streak to a season-high 5 games. Billy Butler singled to right on a 1-2 pitch with two outs in the sixth, leaving him with a .432 career average and 74 at-bats against the Detroit ace. Verlander allowed 3 runs, 4 hits, and 4 walks in 7 innings with 7 strikeouts. Jared Dyson hit a 2-run triple in the seventh and scored on a sacrifice by Nori Aoki, who walked his first 3 times up in that game. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, it was the White Sox over Cleveland 4-3, Tampa Bay 5-1 over New York. Oakland beat Boston in 10 innings 3-2, Minnesota over Baltimore 5-2, Seattle beat Houston 8-7, Texas over the LA Angels by a 14-3 final. One interleague game saw Toronto beat Pittsburgh by a score of 7-2. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Nashville beat the Iowa Cubs 5-1. It was Omaha over Oklahoma City by a score of 4-1. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
One of the most hard-fought and intense NBA playoff seasons in recent memory now has the San Antonio Spurs and the Brooklyn Nets advancing to their conference semifinals by winning Game 7s on Sunday. The Spurs closed out an otherwise tight series with a laugher as Tony Parker had 32 points and Manu Ginobili added 20 in a 119-96 pounding of Dallas. San Antonio will host Portland in their first two games of their Western Conference semifinals series. For the Nets, they now prepare for Miami after pulling out a 104-103 triumph at Toronto. Joe Johnson scored half his 26 points in the fourth quarter, but the Nets blew most of a 10-point lead in the final 6-18 and didn't score the victory until Paul Pierce blocked Kyle Lowry's shot from the lane on the final play. The Chicago Blackhawks will go to Minnesota with a 2-0 lead in the NHL's Western Conference semifinals. Brian Bickle had a goal and two assists as the Hawks downed the Wild 4-1 at Chicago. Brandon Saad scored his first two goals of the postseason, helping the Blackhawks earn their sixth straight victory since dropping the first two games of their first-round series with St. Louis. Corey Crawford handled 18 shots and blanked the Wild until Cody McCormick scored a couple of minutes into the third period. Game 3 in that series is set for tomorrow night. Pittsburgh evened up its series with the New York Rangers at a game apiece. Marc-Andre Fleury stopped 22 shots, and Chris Letang scored the game winner as the Penguins downed the Blue Shirts 3-0. Neither team scored until Letang tallied midway through the second period. Letang also assisted on UC Jukinen's power play goal with 3:13 left and Yevgeny Malkin's empty netter. Penguins captain Sidney Crosby remained scoreless in the series after collecting no goals and six assists in a first-round series win over Columbus. Henrik Lundqvist stopped 32 shots for the Rangers as they'll host Game 3 coming up tonight. Well, Denny Hamlin took the checkered flag in the accident-marred Aaron's 499 Sprint Cup race at Talladega yesterday. Hamlin won a drag race with leader Kevin Harvick on a restart with two laps remaining and was out front when NASCAR froze the field because of debris from an accident. The win is the 24th of his NASCAR career. Hamlin became the eighth winner in 10 races this season as drivers jockey to grab the 16 spots available in the chase for the Sprint Cup championship. Greg Biffle was second and Clint Bowyer was third. Danica Patrick led twice for a total of six laps before she finished in 22nd place. In golf, J.B. Holmes was the winner of the PGA event at Quail Hollow in Charlotte. He shot a final round 1-under-71 to finish play 14 under par. The runner-up was Jim Furyk, who had a final round 7-under-65. Stacey Lewis shot a 7-under-64 to win the North Texas LPGA shootout. That win comes after six runner-up finishes in her previous 16 tournaments. Lewis finished at 16 under par. That was six strokes ahead of the nearest competitor. And Bernhard Langer has won another Champions Tour event as he closed out the Insperity Invitational with a 1-under-71, finishing 11-under for the tournament. And that was good for a one-shot win over Fred Couples. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.